Tonight's a very poignant night for me. It's the end of the second year of me teaching the class, and it's also the first anniversary of the death of my teacher, whose class I took over when he fell ill. It's a night of mixed emotions. On the one hand, it's really nice to have brought a group of people through another year of the course, through more of the syllabus, and to have shown them a little bit more of the Tai Chi that I know and enjoy every day. But at the same time, there's a sadness too, wishing my teacher could be here to see this and to share in this, because all of us as teachers, we're all building on those who've gone before. Hopefully, over time, we learn to improve. But the sad fact, if you look through Tai Chi teachers and their lineage, is that Tai Chi as an art is one that has been in decline, arguably, since Yang Lu Chan in the late 1800s, so it's times like this I personally feel the burden of teaching Tai Chi, or to borrow a word from Japanese, the giri, the duty, the obligation, it's a rough translation. This is an art many people before me have invested themselves in and passed it on. And now it's my role to do the same, so hopefully one day they will be, my students will be doing that. It's a sobering thought. But the end of an academic year is always good at the same time. It's nice to have brought a group of people through and have given them something new in their lives, something to think about that they didn't have before. And that's what makes it worthwhile, at least to me.